Hello, welcome to About Music with Brian. In our third set of violin concertos, we listen to Vivaldi and Beethoven. By this stage, you may have noticed that all of the concertos in our series have had three movements in the quick, slow, quick pattern. This is the usual format of the concerto genre, regardless of the instrument the concerto was written for. Usually, the first movement has a structure called sonata form, and the final movement has a structure called rondo. We did explore both of these in earlier programs, so you might already be familiar with them. But I will say more about these in the next weeks as we look at the other instruments of the orchestra. Our first concerto today is Vivaldi's Spring from the Four Seasons. In Spring, Vivaldi captures the joyful awakening of the natural world through the violin's bright, lively voice. Birdsong, flowing streams, gentle breezes are all painted vividly by the soloist's brilliant, playful passages. It's a perfect example of the violin's ability not just to sing, but to vividly tell a story and bring scenes of life to the listener's imagination.
Thank you.
The last of our six concertos, Beethoven's Violin Concerto, stands as a pillar of the violin's repertoire. It's known for its grandeur, elegance, and deep inner serenity. It asks the violinist not only for technical mastery, but for a profound sense of musical wisdom, blending effortless lyricism with passages of thoughtful, almost meditative beauty. It shows the violin as both a storyteller and a philosopher.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.